So Jackie Kay, you've won Scottish Book of the Year 2011. How do you feel?
Yeah, overjoyed, overwhelmed, completely delighted.
This is not by any means the first award that you've ever won for your literature. You've been at this for a wee while now.
I have, and I've been very lucky with awards, but this is the biggest and the best so far, by far.
Because the money will undoubtedly allow you just a bit of space to write the next one, I suppose.
Absolutely. The money carves you out a bit of writing space and gives you a chance to do what it is that you really want to do. It's very difficult for writers to earn a living, and you have to do a lot of gigs and a lot of different things, and so it means that I can do a few less gigs next year. And it gives me some space. It's really good that the Scottish Mortgage Investment Trust and Creative Scotland have been so tangible with their support.
One of the unexpected things which has happened to you here at the book festival is that you've recently come into contact with your own birth sisters for the first time. That must have been quite emotional.
It was wonderful and surprising, and they read the book and realized that it was their mother, and realized therefore that I was their sister, so they got in touch with me. So it was like the book made me find them.
Jackie, you were born in Edinburgh, but do you still live in Edinburgh now?
No, I was born in Edinburgh, brought up in Glasgow, and I live in Manchester now.
And is that a very nice writing environment?
I don't know, I'm actually thinking of moving back to Edinburgh, because I love Edinburgh as a city, and every time I'm here I find it exhilarating, an exhilarating city to be in. I love the buildings, I love the space, I love the way that you get the light in Edinburgh. I love being able to see down to Leith, and you know, it's just magnificent as a city. And also, as my parents get older, I think I'd rather be near. So I'm seriously considering moving back.
And have you had much time to be here at the book festival, or have you only really been here for a very small part of it?
No, I come to the Book Festival every year, and I've been to the Book Festival every year for about the last 15 years. I've been lucky enough to do that, or maybe even the last 20, I've lost count. So I just love the whole environment here. I think they do things so well. I think it's just it's got a great festival feel to it. There's a great sense of camaraderie between the writers, and there's this great sense of thinking and free spirit and fun and all the things that you want at a festival. I came here this time on Tuesday because I was at Aldborough Festival before that, but I'll be up here for the next few days, so I'm hoping to get a chance to see some shows and things.
And perhaps enjoy the city that might become home to you again.
Exactly.
The book Trumpet was written a considerable time ago, so do you think it takes you a while to think up the story of the book?
Well, I think it takes me a while to think up the ideas for novels, but I'm a poet really first and foremost, and I have written, I don't know, about 8 different collections of poetry, 3 collections of short stories, 1 children's novel, 3 collections of children's poetry. So I think my output's been pretty good over the years. If you're asking me why haven't you written another novel, that's a different question, and I am writing a second novel now. But for me, novel ideas don't come along that often. I don't think like a novelist. I don't think I'm that good as a novelist, in the sense that I find it hard to put them together, and I find them lonely pieces of work to write, because you have to hold yourself up with the bloody things for a good few years, whereas short stories and poetry give you a greater sense of space and freedom as a writer. So, but no, I am writing another novel now, and because I've got an idea, and so that will come out and join the other books. But I don't really think of books, I mean, I know everybody sees the novel as the big book, but I don't see books like that. I see my books of poems as just as important as my memoir, as the books of stories, what I really love, and as the plays, I've written about 8 different plays as well. So and the last one was the Maugham Monologues, which did very well at the Tron and everything. So I what I really love is to experiment with form, and to just see if I can write in different forms, and I suppose because of that, in any one form, you wouldn't necessarily think, oh, she's a novelist or she's a playwright. So that, yeah.
So we'll look forward to this new book next year or sometime after that.
Well, the next book that's coming out is a book of short stories called Reality, Reality, and that will be out next year. But sometime after that, the following year, then yes, my novel will be out. Its working title at the moment is Bystander.
Well, we shall look forward to that. And Jackie, thank you very much for speaking with us today, and many congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. Thank you.